Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third ever episode of Reloading with Brittany Scovel. I am your host, Brittany Scovel, and today we have one of my favorite co-hosts we will ever have on this episode.
Bob.
He's Big Bob. I'm Little Bob.
How's it going, guys? I'm Austin. I am Peanut Bob's freaking
better half.
Boyfriend.
Better half.
Boyfriend.
Just,
yeah.
you just
I wouldn't say better half.
Anyways, what we're going to be talking about in this episode is we're just going to get into how we met, and then we're going to talk about all the traveling that we've done, and then we're going to get into all of the hunts that we've done together and all of the travel. So let's dive right into it and start from the beginning. When did we meet? Where was the first spark?
Well, we met at a county fair in my hometown. Hell, it was 8 years ago, probably. I don't know. It's been a while.
Middle school.
I actually kind of turned Britt down then, but...
He did.
Yeah.
It was Madison County Fair. I had him on Snapchat, out of his friends on Snapchat. Shelly was actually the one that was Snapchatting me and shit, but I wasn't interested in Shelly. I was interested in Mr. Peebler, who had a girlfriend at the time.
God bless.
Whatever, turn me down. I didn't know we had a girlfriend, so that was my fault. But we've always had a thing for each other. We just never thought we were going to be an item.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for long enough, and we had the same friend groups and everything. And
we grew up 30 minutes from each other, so... I mean, how we kind of rekindled was, if you're an OG and you know my last relationship, it was super public, and it was not the best thing for a fucking woman to go through. But Brooklyn, my best friend, it was our first year in college, and it was actually winter break, and we posted on our Snapchat, who wants cookies? Who wants cookies? Yeah. Swipe up. And...
me and old Klaus.
Klaus slid up quick. Swiped up, and he said he wanted a cookie. And at this point, it was just me and my best friend at this Mexican restaurant eating, and we had like these cookies sitting in our car ready to deliver. And Klaus was like, hey, you want to come to Winterset? Fuck no, I don't want to come to Winterset. There's 30 minutes away. You kidding me?
You guys meet us in the middle.
We met in Martinsdale at a state bank.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we...
we filmed some TikToks. Yeah. You didn't even eat your cookie, so I was kind of offended.
We just wanted to hang out with you guys, dude.
Yeah, and at that point, we were just... They were friends. At this point, we weren't looking at each other weirdly or anything, because I was still in my relationship, but at that point, I was completely fucking checked out. I mean, if you know, you fucking know. You fucking know. Okay. Let's get into all the places that we have traveled to since being together. And we've been together for 3 years. We've been to a lot of places.
Well, about 4 months into us dating, we went to Africa together as our first trip. First time flying for me, everything.
And then in August, a couple months later, we are in East Texas, high fence hunting.
Yeah, that was different for us. That was different.
It's different, but I respect the angle and why we were invited. I mean, free trip's a free trip, and both parties really benefited from it, so...
yeah.
It was fun.
Obviously, we went whitetail hunting. I mean...
yeah, whitetail.
Kind of our passion. Pheasant hunting. I think after that, we went back to Texas, if I'm not wrong.
We did. Same place. We went back to Texas, brought all of our friends with us. Yeah. It was an easy...
that was a good trip.
It was an easy way to get all of our friends together and just not have to worry about anything else. You know, we were all at the lodge, drinking beer, having a good time. Networking.
Yeah.
It was fun. We shot an Audat. You shot an Audat, and I shot a red sheep.
Yeah, yeah. And that red sheep we just got back, it's looking beautiful over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then there was the trip that we kind of were like super excited about, like meant the world to us, was going turkey hunting with Josh Bomar.
That was insane.
Yeah, that was something I never thought that would happen in my life. And
yeah, he took us out. Your bow literally blew up.
Yeah, I was pulling it back to make sure everything was good before we went out, and I freaking pulled it back, and it just, boom! Yeah, that was tough. That broke my heart.
That was his biggest goal, was to shoot his first turkey with his bow, and that did not happen. We shot a turkey. We both did. We had an awesome time. That's something we are never going to forget. And Josh Bomar, all respect to that man. He's the most intelligent, smartest person you would ever meet. The way he thinks, it's crazy.
For real.
Like, he was explaining to us, we had to go get ratchet straps from Orchlin's because his Ford Ranger got stuck. And if you know Josh Bomar, he's very notorious for lighting things on fire and getting shit stuck. And when we were turkey hunting, he got that thing fucking stuck in the mud.
He ran that thing in the mud. Our buddy Marcus had to pull us out because I got my truck stuck right behind him.
Yeah. At the time, he was working at Rainbow Bikes, and when he was on lunch, our friend Marcus, he worked at Rainbow. When he was on lunch, we had to give him the coordinates and come help us out. But on our way to Orschlin's was really interesting because we asked him what country music he was really interested in. And he said that he doesn't listen to music at all, and that he essentially got his master's degree listening to educational podcasts and such when he travels. So he couldn't give us a clear answer on
he doesn't really listen to much music. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. So then we, after turkey hunting, went straight to fall. It was deer hunting. I was guiding in northern Missouri, and I ended up shooting a muzzleloader buck. I didn't get nothing else.
This is the year of 2022.
So yeah, 2022. I didn't get nothing else, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. That was the year that I was trying to get familiar with public land because we moved 2 hours from our hometown, and I didn't have any ground. That's something that we can get into also, is getting familiar with public and what public hunting is like, because that was my first time ever public hunting, and we still hunt public. I mean, we pheasant hunt on public land, so.
Some of the craziest hunting that I've ever done, especially with that one buck that jumped up in front of me at 5 yards. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, if it was a shotgun push, that thing wouldn't have made it another five.
You ain't going to be a part of no shotgun push. I tell you that.
No. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Everybody's different with that opinion. Yeah. We prefer not to.
Yeah, I ain't going to shotgun push. But,
you know, hunting's hunting. And if you are an advocate for conservation in the outdoors, that's all that matters. So I can't really judge you when you're on the same team as us.
Yep. Then we took our trip down to Florida and hung out with Max and Carson.
Yes, we did a little bit of fishing down there.
Yeah, I caught my first peacock bass. That was sweet, dude. Like, I should have mounted that fish. That thing was freaking beautiful.
And then after Florida, we did more turkey hunting, and this is spring of 2023 with our friends Hannah and Dawson. We took Coden with us, our dog, our weenie dog.
Little bastard takes off across the freaking field.
So Hannah and I were set up on one side of the field in a blind, and Austin and Dawson were in a different pop-up blind on the other side of the field.
We kept hearing your guys' little hand gobble. We're like, dude, stop using that thing. Oh, my gosh.
And then we get out of the blind because we got so impatient about that one Tom we kept hearing, but he wouldn't come in for us. Yeah. I didn't have a leash for Weenie. So I took my binoculars, like the string of my binoculars. I made him on a little leash and tied him up to my chair, but he just passed out on my lap. He did slip. He slipped from under the blind and went running to Austin in their blind. So,
Papa's boy.
It was pretty interesting to see Hannah run after Coden in the middle of the fucking field.
That was funny. We went back to Africa May of 2023. Took keep my on mom forgetting with me. It's 2024 now.
Yeah, me too.
Golly, it's been flying by. Yeah, we took Tiff with us. That was super fun. She wasn't supposed to hunt, and well, she went off. Tiff went crazy.
She went crazy.
I'm like, you shoot a cute little bus bug.
That's what she said. You know, she's been a taxidermist for 20 plus years, and she's never shot a single animal in her life. So for her to be in Africa with us and to say that she wants to, you know, shoot her first animal, that's pretty insane. And for me being her daughter, that was such a special moment to share with her.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
She shot a blessed buck and a Cape Buffalo of all animals.
Man, I went through quite a few arrows trying to get that blessed buck. Every time I started, because remember, we had to chase it down.
Yeah.
And I guess I just ruined that one arrow. I kept missing with that
one. So what'd you shoot?
Oh, well, I got my warthog and my wildebeest. That warthog was kind of something that was like, I want that warthog. It's got to happen this year.
I shot an impala. And then one of the only animals I was ever really concerned about shooting was a kudu.
Mm-hmm.
That was heartbreaking. I don't have evidence or proof of me shooting a kudu other than my shot placement, which was double long, and I did so much
just tiny high. Yeah, it just disappeared.
We searched. I mean, the blood trail was insane. I think we tracked
it for like 5 miles or something like that.
I didn't understand. I don't know why we didn't wait longer.
Yeah.
It probably would have been a different story if we would have waited longer.
I think so too.
But it was getting late and our PH wanted to get onto it because it did look like a pretty good shot. A little high, we knew that, but we went out a couple days later and
he probably didn't want a leopard to find it or something.
Yes, that's why he wanted to get to it so quickly. And he was anticipating that it was going to be dead. They're tough animals. Let's talk about their vitals.
So their vitals are weird. I mean, their front shoulder. Normally, like, when you shoot on a deer, it's going to be straight down the leg. You're going to want to put it right behind. But on them, so their front leg, like, goes like this and then down. So you want to shoot right in that gap and not at the, like, where you'd shoot
the base of the front leg.
So that's why my wildebeest was actually, we had to track it so far, because I shot it like it was a whitetail. My warthog, on the other hand, that guy didn't go too far. Shot him just about perfect, son.
The day that my mom shot her Cape Buffalo was also the day that I shot my sable. And
that was a story, right?
If you don't know what a sable is, that's the royal prince of South Africa. It's the most insane animal you will ever see. It's so fascinating to watch them.
They're beautiful. They are so beautiful.
Yep. Speed up to fall of last year.
I went to Colorado on an elk hunt. Didn't get nothing. It was
with the Amish.
Yeah, I took the Amish guys out there, and man, that was just stressful. We didn't have a plan at all. One of the Amish guys said he had it all figured out, and it wasn't it. It was not it. There was more freaking people than there was elk, so it was just...
Tell the story of the bow.
Oh, yeah, we were going up the mountain. We went to a different spot, and we're like, let me ask this lady if she has ever even seen elk here. Like, this lady's like, never seen elk on this trail, and I walk it every day. And I'm like, boys, turn these damn bikes around. We ain't going up this mountain no more. And, yeah, we went down, and we're going down the mountain, and we get to the truck and get all the bikes loaded up. I get my bow put in my case, put in the back seat, whatever. And I jump in the driver's seat. I'm ready to go. We take off down the road, and Marvin, one of the Amish guys, leaves his bow on the side of the freaking road in Colorado during archery season for freaking elk. And
at the end of your trip, you went back and saw that
we went and bought him a new bow because you don't expect that damn thing to be there anymore. And we find a cardboard letter saying if you forgot your bow here, it'll be at the police department
in Denver, which was...
Well, it was supposed to be in the town right down from us, but some reason it got messed up and it ended up in Denver. And yeah, that was a pickle.
That was a pickle.
We got all the way up to our other spot for hunting, like 3 miles up these freaking trails.
I was actually in Colorado the same time that Austin was, but for a completely different reason. That was the time that I got introduced to Platte Basin Outdoors, and we did a dove hunt and teal hunt in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So I was over there with Platte Basin Outdoors, and Austin was there with the Amish. So that was pretty cool. And that was kind of the birth of the friendship I have with Platte Basin and Mike, Aspen, John, everybody. Last fall, last season was a complete shock to me because I switched from being a hardcore whitetail hunter to a waterfowl hunter, something that we have never been introduced to. And
yeah, I didn't see that coming.
No. And I love it. I'm so glad that I did it.
I didn't think I was going to like it because I'm like, man, what's the point? Like,
birds.
It's mostly just the gun part. Like, I don't care to.
When you see a big old whitetail, you know, that gets your heart pumping.
Yeah, especially with your bow. Like, you got to go through so many different things.
It's more rewarding.
Yeah, I think so as well.
But waterfowl is completely different. I still get that nervousness, that heart pounding, and it's a different pace. And I like that it's very sociable.
Man, when you got a big old freaking like 20 pack swooping in on you, holy
shit. That's sick.
Shit.
When they do it dirty, that's what they say. When they do it dirty where their wings like, you know, go in like that sideways. Oh my God.
We had that. When we were in Wyoming, we had that freaking like 100, that, 200 pack come flying
that
in.
That hunt was dirty. That was greasy shit.
That was.
Like straight run to the Jiffy Lube.
It was an hour and a half. Hour and 15 minutes, we limited out for six people.
I will never forget that hunt.
That was amazing.
The teamwork, I mean, everything. We had two female hunters in Austin.
Yeah.
But I would say that hunt, we were all fucking dialed.
Oh, no, that first morning, that would have been me, you, and Creesh.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was fun. Creesh is a good shot.
I mixed up, yep. we went out the 2 days later because I had a migraine in between. We had
Creesh and Caden McDonald and
Kirsten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of them. And the, I mean, those guys are all pretty good with a shotgun. So it was obviously me going and shooting a shotgun. It was like, fuck, I am not good at this, dude. I am not a shotgun hunter at all. But I'll keep shooting my bow.
So this is going to be part one of two parts. And the next episode that you're going to see is us go into full depth of each trip that we just explained and relive all the memories. Remy's stretching.
Big stretch, brother.
Better not bump that camera.
Ben's yeah. tired.
Anyways, this was so much fun.
No, yeah. I'm
acting as if you're not going to
probably be in more.
Fucking break my back tonight or something.
Oh, frick.
What did she say? Remy damn. Bumped it. He bumped it.
You're done.
Okay, guys, this is all we have time for today. The next episode, you can find us going into deep depth with every trip that we listed, and we're going to relive memories and take a shooter and have fun tonight.
Yeah.
Anyways, like, subscribe, follow Austin Peebler. This is him.
Austin.Peebler on TikTok, Instagram.
MySpace.
Freaking Yahoo.
I love this guy. I love this guy so much. Okay. That's all. I think that's it. Do you have any words of encouragement before we shut this shit down?
Always stay positive, keep fighting, and don't let a single person drag you down. You're a beautiful soul, and you guys deserve the happiness everyone gets in this world.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
Austin.Peebler on TikTok and Instagram.
Where'd you just pull that out of?
I got it from my boy Big Daddy Rock Dog on TikTok. Guys, check him out. That's my boy.
We're going to do an episode with Big Daddy Rock Dog.
Yeah, I need my Bubba on here.
I need my Bubba on here. Okay, guys, y'all. We'll be back.
Peace.